And I invite Amanda and Jake, Noah, Jacob, Jessica, to come on down and just gather around the font here. You guys are standing here because a lot of people got busy. What's that? I thought I heard an amen. Any of the Sunday school teachers that we have here, would you please stand up, or if you assisted with Sunday school? I know there's more than that. Come on. Do we have to start, like, calling people out by name? That, all right, there you go. Come on. Stand up. All right. There's more than that. I guess we got some people on vacation this morning. If you have been involved in youth group, please stand up. If you are the family who made these kids get dressed and come to church and come to catechism class, stand up. And if you in this congregation looked at these kids and went, oh my God, and prayed for them, please stand up. All right. You're here because of all these people. All these people have been pulling for you. They have been praying for you. They have been trying, if not always successfully, to be a good example for you. They have been trying to take seriously the words that were spoken at their own baptism when they said, "Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So they've tried to be an example for you. And Paul writes about these. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." Now, in addition, I want to invite the children to come up and to gather around the font. Come on. Come on, sweetheart. Yeah, that's right. You can sit down. That's right. Come on up. Gather around. That's the question I'm usually asking myself. Yeah, right. These are the next ones. These are the ones who are coming in your wake. These are the ones who are going to be looking at you to see how you do it, to see how you live it, to see what this means to you. These are the ones for whom you made the vow, "Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So, if you are ready to be confirmed, this does not mark the end of your education. This does not mark the point at which you know everything there is to know about faith. This is just a stepping stone. This is just an important moment in this journey where you are making the decision to no longer be dragged to church, but to go to church under your own steam. To no longer have Scripture crammed down your throat, but to actually look into it yourselves to see what it might be able to teach you. To not only have others saying, "Know God," but to know God yourself. This is a moment that many in this congregation have looked forward to. It's the moment when, no longer compelled to come, you decided to own your own faith and to undertake your own life of discipleship. In so doing, you join with us in our shared community and mission. In the beginning, your parents, your families, brought you to this baptismal font and stated on your behalf their belief that you are indeed sons and daughters of God and part of the growing family of Christ. In this community, you have heard the stories of our faith, been embraced and nourished at this table, and now are invited to affirm your part in God's redeeming work in the world. So now I ask you, do you believe in God the Creator? And do you believe that as once God created the heavens and the earth, so now God is recreating and redeeming all things? If so, answer, I do. If so, answer a little bit louder, I do. There you go. Like you mean it. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, that Christ came for your sake, and that you have been invited to share in the new and eternal life made available to you by grace through faith? If so, answer, I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit and understand that having received the Holy Spirit, you have set out on a journey of faith that finds expression in our love of God and of each other? If so, answer, I do. Do you wish to continue in the Christian faith? I just wanted to see if you'd get it without prompting. There you go. Will you continue to worship, pray, read Scripture, seek out the community of God, and express God's love through service to others? If so, answer, wait for it, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. Together with all the saints who gather around this font and share in the joy of this moment, let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, ascended at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I invite you now to confirm your faith in the gift of God's Holy Spirit. Jake Pudrakevich. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, confirm now the gift of your Holy Spirit to Jake that was given to him at his baptism. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. I invite Jake's family to come join him here at the font. Believe it or not, all this time, they kind of knew what they were doing. They actually did have something they wanted to pass on to you. There, something that has formed their life, something that they have at times been able to express openly, and other times they have just expressed in silent hope for you. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this witness. We thank you for this family. May Jake always find grace and hope in you and support and love from this family. Amen. Now I invite Amanda Palmer's family to come join her at the font. As best you can. Amanda, Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, confirm now the gift of your Holy Spirit given to Amanda at her baptism. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, and bring her to everlasting life. Let us pray. Lord, Amanda is a gift to this community and brings a sense of joy and wonder. We pray that you would go with her as she moves out from here to wherever her life will take her. We thank you for the witness of her family and friends, and we thank you for the blessing that she will be to those around her. Amen. Noah Siliki. I invite his family to come up. Or two or three families to come up. Well, Noah, if you don't make a go of this, it won't be from lack of support. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, confirm now the gift of your Holy Spirit given to Noah at his baptism. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, and bring him to everlasting life. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for Noah. And as his namesake, we pray that he would be a blessing to others. We pray that this water of baptism would sustain him through life, that he would always know that he is yours and that he is loved. We thank you for this family who gathers around him at this time, those who have supported him and encouraged him. And we ask your blessing upon him as he continues to draw closer to you. Amen. Jacob Van Camp, there you are. Stop sneaking up on me. Invite his family to come up and to gather around. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, confirm now the gift of your Holy Spirit given to Jacob in his baptism. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, and bring him to everlasting life. Let us pray. Lord, you come to each of us in ways that only we can understand. You speak in the quiet of the night. You speak in the raucous voices of the day. But you are with us always. Bless Jacob in the days to come. May he walk in the strength of his baptism now and always, loved and supported by you and by this family who have been true to their promise to bring him to this day. Amen. And Jessica. Jessica, Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, confirm now the gift of your Holy Spirit given to Jessica at her baptism. Confirm her faith, guide her life, empower her in her serving, and bring her to everlasting life. Let us pray. Lord, you are the one who gathers sheep from all corners of the world. You are the one who gives the kingdom to the meek, who gives the kingdom to those most in need of it. You are the one who finds glory in all of your children. We thank you for Jessica's wisdom, for her joy. We thank you for the gift that she brings to this community and for this family who have supported her, who have loved her, who have brought her to this day. Be with her now and always. May she always be strengthened at your table and walk in the promise of your baptism. Amen. Now, Go ahead. Gracious Father, through water and the Spirit, you have made these men and women your own. Daily increase in them your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence. May God bless you and keep you in his grace. Amen.